Welcome, teacher Fran Ludwig.
I'd like to pick up on a couple of themes that Kate brought up in her show this morning. I'd like to explore a little bit more this sort of mysterious Sambhogakaya, this thin place that we can't quite put our finger on, but it's somehow a way of knowing. And as Kate read this morning, Dogen says, if you experience with your body the way insentient beings speak Dharma, you will grasp with your body how all sages hear. As soon as you grasp this with your body, you can comprehend the realm of the sages. So, this is a pretty important business, how we comprehend with our body. Sounds like this is a doorway to the sages. And so when I think about comprehending with my body, I think about the five senses. You know, those are the ways that we typically think of the body experiencing the world. Our eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and touch. But I want to suggest another organ of perception that might be this doorway to the sages. And it's not one we typically think of as an organ of perception. And that's the heart. But scientists tell us that 60% of the cells in the heart are neural cells. So basically the heart is another, or is part of our brain. It's got all sorts of sensory cells for perceiving the world. And we often kind of close off our hearts because sometimes they can be a source of pain. Kind of shut that part down. But one of our contemporary Zen teachers named Jerry Shishin Wick has a practice that he calls breathing through the heart. And when we first start our Zazen practice, we're taught to breathe through the hara, this place in our lower bellies. And he suggests that we breathe through the heart down into the hara. And so I've been experimenting with this for the last few weeks. And a couple of really amazing things happen. One is it totally bypasses the thinking brain. So it gets me out of my monkey mind, this sort of thinky part of me that wants to analyze everything. And so I experience the world just as it arises. Just the song of the bird in the evening. Just the breeze on my skin. Without thinking, oh, that's a nice breeze. Or I wonder what kind of bird that is. So it's a way to directly encounter the world. And the other thing that's interesting is there is no place for the ego in the heart. So this this separate self kind of fades away and disappears. And as we breathe through the heart and notice the heart and sense the world through the heart, we can notice that our hearts start to expand. And when that happens, we hear insentient beings speak the Dharma. And we hear insentient beings sing the Dharma and dance the Dharma and cry the Dharma and wail the Dharma and mourn the Dharma. And we may begin to notice that we really do hear the cries of the world. We feel the cries of the world. We feel them in our body. And have this sudden realization that we are not separate from any of those sentient or insentient beings. They exist right here in our hearts. And our teacher, James Ford, says, if you're lucky, your heart will break. And if we allow our hearts to break wide open, an amazing thing happens. Our Zen ancestor, Kohun Yamada, says, just as sunshine breaks through clouds, the compassionate light of our essential nature shines through the cracks in our delusion. Compassion unbound naturally flows out beyond duality. It is absolute and universal love, the compassion of the one body. As we gradually clarify the heart's eye that sees the absolute, we more and more clearly experience this unbound compassion. We come to love everything with immeasurable depth, and we know that all things completely love us. This naturally opens a life of infinite gratitude and peace. So my invitation tonight is to let our hearts break wide open and hear insentient beings speak and sing and dance and cry and mourn the Dharma. And let that completely fill our lives to the end of the cosmos and beyond. And we're left with nothing but the whisper of the wind in the tops of the trees.